SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. 8 European countries targeted by President Trump for a 10% tariff for opposing American control of Greenland have now criticized the move in an unusually strong joint statement, warning his threats undermine transatlantic relations and risk a dangerous downward spiral. Now, several European countries sent troops to Greenland in recent days, saying they're there for cold weather security training. A third round of retaliatory strikes in the U.S. or by the U.S. in Syria, resulting in the death of an al-Qaeda-affiliated leader.
Bilal Hassan al-Jassim had a direct tie to the ISIS member responsible for last month's ambush that killed 2 U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in Syria. So say U.S. Central Command officials. This marks the latest strike as part of a broader U.S. operation by President Trump. Mr. Trump is targeting ISIS thugs trying to regroup after the ouster of autocratic leader Bashar al-Assad a year ago.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Carton warns now the Iranian leaders to take President Trump's threats very seriously.
Well, he's made clear that he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he told Maduro, for instance, that he needed to go into exile, and Maduro was stubborn and pig-headed and dug in his heels, and now he's sitting in a jail in New York City. And he told the Ayatollahs to turn over all their nuclear program, and they didn't, and the nuclear program is now in smoldering ruins.
And Senator Cotton says Iran will never be the same.
I think they've been exposed as a second or even third-rate power, and their own people have had it with them, as we've seen over the last couple weeks. And that's why they're having to resort to this kind of brutality.
And this is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of people in America switching religions or quitting them altogether. Pew Research Center reports 35% of Americans eventually leave the faith they were raised in, and the number one reason is that they no longer believe what that faith teaches. Other reasons for quitting a religion include clergy scandals as well as a bad experience at the church. This is SRN News. Not very often can kids build a snowman in Florida, but Sunday the Western Panhandle was covered with the white stuff, giving youngsters a very rare treat. Further north, very heavy snow and cold conditions in several states. Parts of the upper Midwest face blizzard conditions with snow and significant wind gusts. Southern California Edison filing suits against Los Angeles County, local water agencies, and the Southern California Gas Company. Utility claims a series of missteps made last year's Eaton fire more deadly. That blaze started January 7th, claimed the lives of 19 people, and destroyed more than 9,400 homes. It took nearly a month to extinguish. Southern Cal Edison claims county agencies failed to send timely evacuation warnings. More details, srnnews.com.